Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
The MIDI Music Adventure Show. Yay! Yay! All right, and we're on a different team talk today because mine doesn't want to work because Windows is being a bastard.
This interruption brought to you by Microsoft.
Yeah, and apparently my sliders don't work, so I'm going to actually just temporarily pause everything while I close and reopen FL Studio. Because I need my sliders. So, bear with me.
I hate to make
I will not be able to hear anything right now. Do you hear that noise?
I don't hear that. No, we don't hear it ever since.
Oh, I wonder if it went on the stream. That was terrifying. Oh my god. Yeah, that'd apparently with the good grief. Oh, look, it's Privacy Manager 00000001. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Have the courage to say something! Cowards. Who the hell's Privacy Manager 0000001?
Somebody's screwing around with the VoIP system.
Uh-huh.
He's gotta be very old, because he's got the first phone number.
I know! He's got the first phone number ever!
I like that.
Oh my god. So, yeah, this has been... Oh, look! Oh, here we go! They have a real number this time!
Bloody hell.
Let's see. Hi, you're on the air! Hello? Anybody? I see. So, somebody out there just wants to waste Andre's money, I guess. Well, let's see. That's very interesting. It's a fair point this person is making. What do you think? Oh.
Very intriguing. Thank you for that intellectual input.
I know. This is fun.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh my god. Oh, let me turn this back on. That's much better. Okay.
Everything else is breaking. We might as well break the phone system, too.
Yeah, no sense. No, leave no stone unturned.
Yep, no stone unturned.
Yeah. Oh, so what I was about to say is, there seems to be, when loading audio clips in FL Studio, that it occasionally will not correctly, like, load, and it'll give me an error, and I have to, like, keep reloading the file till it works. I don't know why. Yeah. I think it maybe just has to do with the fact that it's like a long bed. Maybe just very long files just don't have 100% chance to work because, math isn't absolute. So,
yeah, I gotcha. That track-based system of doing things is kind of better tuned for having short little pieces of sound.
Yeah, but usually I have these things ironed out before I connect, but... Today, that's not the case.
It's a free broadcast.
Yes.
So you're not
free range broadcasting here.
Yeah, you're not obligated to any quality of service or anything.
Exactly. It's easier that way for us and for you and everyone else, I think. So I guess I'm going to open up, in the interest of unprofessionalism, I'm going to open up the messengers now here on this very machine. So you may or may not hear sounds of... TBRN Messenger when I receive messages. So, there.
Oh, my.
Let's see. Would I like to preserve local contact history? Fine. All right. We are coming online now. Let me set the nickname here. Oh my goodness, there's a lot of newer versions of Team Talk. I mean, Team Talk, Miranda, that's the one. I figured it out eventually. All right, TBRN presents. Oh, look, it's these people again, and with a different number, 061-299-3811. Everyone give them a call now. Hi, you're on the air. Say something. At least. What a waste of time. Well, looks like it's going to be one of those days.
Days that ends with a Y.
Yeah. Alright.
Days that ends with a Y.
In other words, every day.
Yep.
Yeah. Alright. Messengers are up. So, if a real person would like to give us a call, 1-866-558-TBRN. TBRN live for AOLIM. Live at tbrn.net for MSN. And, yes, so here we are in all of our glory. Now,
just to mix things up for once, you ought to replace AOL Instant Messenger with Oscar Instant Messenger.
Ha! Oh, yeah? That's funny. Actually, something has occurred to me. I can host my own Jabber server through my domain.
Yeah, we have, Andre has one of those as well.
We should, like, start using it. That would be fun.
Not a bad idea.
All right, so what else? I got The Little Shop of Horrors on Blu-ray the other day.
Oh, nice. What a great movie. Oh, my God.
That's funny. The director's cut with the original ending.
What was the original? I've never heard of the original ending.
The original ending is that the plant eats Audrey and Seymour and then takes over the world. Oh. I think a messenger noise.
A little more of a dark ending.
Multiple messenger noises, but I don't see. Okay, there we go. Right. Apparently, I have to reconfigure this messenger client because it's not popping up the messengers on me. Aha! Let's see. Sending somebody a message. So, what shall we play today? I am open to suggestions. We can continue Vampire. Oh, Arby's were sending me a message. Ah, oh, he says he's heading out.
Like you said, you gotta be in the mood for a game like that, though.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't have my laptop ready with queued up intermission music.
That was great.
Wasn't that funny? Oh my goodness.
That was great. You were quick with that. I brought up that suggestion, and you had it in like a minute.
Yeah.
That was good. So I've been playing Monkey Island 2 recently, actually.
Oh, yeah? How far?
Not far. I'm still only in the beginning, but I see what you mean by the second Monkey Island game, the remaster of it, is far better than what they did with the first one.
Yeah.
The mouse interface is 50 times better.
And, yeah.
It's a really great game. I think the guy that created Monkey Island's coming out with a new game this weekend, actually.
Andrew, do not read that message that I just sent you out loud.
Yeah. That'd be...
And don't answer it out loud, either.
Yeah. I know. I'm not an idiot.
Thank you.
Does that sound right?
That's the one.
Okay. You got some kind of filter on there for crazy people?
I'm going to go see what I can do.
Cool. Alrighty. So, oh yeah. Oh, we got more messages. So Mars wants to know if there'll be any flamethrowers involved in today's show, because he enjoys melty bits.
I like that. That's good.
Let's see. I wish, I'll tell you what I wish I had queued up for that response. Either, well, I could plug in the Xbox controller and get my MAME hard drive and play Mercs. Or, I wish I had a ready-to-go PlayStation 1 emulator so that I could play Loaded. Did anybody here ever play Loaded or Reloaded on PlayStation?
I want to say I played Reloaded once or twice. I'm not totally sure.
I haven't played it.
Ugh. Yeah, I'll have to do that sometime. All right. Let's see, what else was I going to say? Okay, I said, all right, Arfie's headed out to do something. And, oh yeah, so I got Far Cry 3. Did I talk about this last week?
Doesn't sound familiar to me. Did we talk about Far Cry 3?
Oh, look, it's these people again. Here, hold on. Reading Quinn's message.
That's too fucking good if you ask me. Blarf.
Wow. That's funny. I know what to do.
Space Quest?
Yes. Let's see if anybody has compiled a list of games that have flamethrowers in them.
that's a...
Let's see.
No, Team Fortress 2 has flamethrowers, but that's not...
388 results. Let's see, this website. Giant Bomb. Flamethrower is an object slash thing that appears in 388 games. Let's see. Battletoads? I don't remember Flamethrower in Battletoads.
Battletoads?
I don't remember Battletoads much at all.
That was such a fun series.
Oh, God.
Oh, I like this title. Animals de la Muerta.
There you go.
Doesn't that mean animals must die?
No, it means animals of the dead.
Oh, well, whatever. See, I don't know. I don't speak Mexican.
I don't speak...
hi there, certified Republican.
That is not me. That is actually... That's actually, somebody said that in a movie. I forget which one.
What? Said what?
Oh.
Are you
Reminds
kidding?
Me of South
Is
Park
there
movie.
Any way that a flamethrower can melt clowns? Melted clowns are a good thing indeed. God, I gotta get the... Actually, I think I gotta see if my little slim PlayStation 2 still works. Because that could play, PlayStation 1 games.
I still have an original style PS2 system that works perfectly.
Ha! Let's see, Worms Revolution, Retro City Rampage, Guild Wars 2, there's a flamethrower? I don't know if magic spells count as flamethrowers.
Yeah, no, they don't. The only one that comes off, at least of the modern games that I have, is Team Fortress 2, the Pyro. Your flamethrower himself. He's funny, because he's the only character that doesn't talk, because he's got his flame retardant suit on, so everything he says comes out as a mumble. It's great.
That's funny.
So, have you heard about the game's coming out, I think, on Monday or Tuesday. It's called The Cave.
No.
Ron Gilbert made the game.
Huh.
And apparently it's an adventure game that's sort of tied with, like, a physical feat game where you have to, like, navigate this cave and you need to, you know, so you have to, like, use your smarts in order to get around it, plus it's also, like, a standard adventure game style gameplay.
Huh.
You can pre-order it now. It's coming out in 3 days, the 23rd.
Interesting.
You can get it on the Wii U, too. Hmm. Doesn't help us for today, though. I love this music.
Let's, what do we got in here? I'd kind of like to play something multiplayer, because that would be fun. But what? Plus the thing is, you'd have to hear my stuff, but...
Apparently there's a flamethrower in Far Cry 3.
Yes, I saw that. Oh yeah, so Far Cry 3... Not a fan. Mostly because really? The game just doesn't run good. It's messed up. Oh. I don't know. I mean, it's like the newest, greatest game ever, so it actually can tax your GTX 680. I have two, okay? It should be able to run fine. Like... Yes, I'm not expecting it to be 60 frames per second all the time, but, like, I'm seeing, like, major slowdowns that, like, don't make sense.
Could somebody with a real phone possibly give the toll-free number a call? Because I should have just disabled any SIP-based inbound crap that might happen.
Let's see.
Yeah. I can make a test call.
I figured I'd ask rather than just randomly doing it.
Gotcha. I don't have the number, though.
That would be 1-866-558-8276.
558-8276?
That would be the one.
I'm not even getting through. From a landline. Disconnected me.
Oh, it's okay, then that's not working.
Yep, that's me.
Okay.
Hello!
Yes, it is working.
Testing.
Aha! You can talk to yourself.
There we go.
Hi, Peter.
How are you?
Yeah. I'm fine.
That's actually rather
all right, I'm done with that.
Thank you.
I must have dialed something wrong, I guess. I don't know.
No guarantees, but that was the most obvious thing I saw sitting there.
Man. So, like, I just don't know what I'm in the mood for.
Fallout New Vegas is supposed to have flamethrowers. That was a fun... That's a fun game.
Oh my gosh. That's all I'm going to say.
That?
VATS, the enhanced mode for targeting.
Oh, VATS, VAST, whatever the hell that nonsense was. Yes, that's right.
Some of the ways the enemy models deform when shot in a particular way is downright disturbing.
Yeah, that was humorous. I remember that. Let's see. I've always... What can I play? What should I play? Oh my goodness. This is just... Hey, I'm sorry, it's kind of boring today. I don't know. I'm just kind of annoyed from things not working, so...
We all have an off day every now and then.
Yeah.
But, the last two shows are where I put up today.
Oh, good.
I've always meant to play... Let's go to the game library on Steam.
Okay. The Book of...
Oh, this could be fun to play. We could play Bone, Out from Boneville. Has anybody heard of that game, even?
I have not.
That was one of the games made by Telltale before they got, like, LucasArts licenses. I'll at least install the first one. It's not very big. Let's install to there. Yes, go crazy.
Make for log files.
That's funny. Alright, let's install that game and, oops. Okay, it's almost done installing, and the item complete.
Wow, okay. That was fast.
Let's try it. And I believe I just got a message. I'll check that momentarily.
When the world was new, and dreams had not yet receded from the waking day, dragons ruled the earth. The first dragon was a queen named Mim, and she was the keeper of all who dreamed. Mim circled the world and held her tail in her mouth. As long as Queen Mim held her tail this way, there would be a balance between life and death, and good and evil, and the dreaming would flourish. She watched those who dreamed with care, and all living creatures lived together in peace and harmony. Until one day, a spirit known only as the Lord of the Locust became unhappy.
Uh-oh.
The Locust was a nightmare.
You hear the game,
without
right?
Shape or form.
Yes.
Okay.
Only in the spirit world. To enter this world, he would have to take possession of a mortal's flesh. The Locust chose the most powerful mortal of all, Mim, Queen of Dragons. When the Locust entered her mind, the Queen went mad. Balance was lost, and the world grew dark. The dream had become a nightmare. To save the world, the other dragons confronted her, and a terrible battle ensued. As the dragons fought, they crashed back and forth, pushing up mountains and carving out valleys. They knew it would be the end of their beloved Mim, but for the good of the world and to destroy the true enemy, they turned their queen into stone, trapping the Lord of the Locust inside of her until the end of times. Later, as the land cooled, the valley was born. But never again would the world be perfect, for the Locust lies hidden just below the surface. Filled with bitterness, the Locust bends the minds of people to his will, and always he creates suffering. Down through the ages, many have tried to kill the Locust and free the Queen, but all have failed, and the land remains in darkness and fear, waiting for the day a hero will come and save them.
Okay.
Hmm.
Bone, out from Boneville.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain.
Shut up!
Smiley Bone, Phony Bone, am I gonna have to separate you two?
Hey, Phony, the coast is clear. Look at him. We got chased out of Boneville 2 weeks ago, and he's still moping around. Oh, well,
so there's three characters here.
All you want when you're the richest guy in the whole town.
Ah!
Oops, silly me. Ex-richest.
They can't do this to me. You can't do anything to a rich person that he doesn't want. Oh, a couple of shady business deals went sour. Is that any reason to run the most beloved bone in Boneville out on a rail?
Yes.
Beloved? The mayor declared a school holiday just so the kids could come and throw rocks at you. Oh, bad news, Phone. We're out of water.
That's it. That's the last straw.
Don't get mad at Smiley Bone. This mess isn't his fault.
That's right. The townspeople aren't mad at us. They ran you out of town because you're a selfish little greed bag.
I can't believe it. We're gonna die out here.
I gotta adjust
hey,
the Paul, volume.
Where are we? Get us out of here.
I can't. We're off the map. I think we're lost.
All right. First, let's go. Oh my god. Do you want to leave help mode on? No. All right. Here we go. Nice. Okay. Let's, oh, that's interesting. Okay, can we switch the resolution to something more respectable? Yes. Back. Okay, let's tab out here temporarily and go here where we can adjust the audio and see we got a message. Ah, Sir Mars says that they ever remade King's Quest. Telltale is making a new King's Quest. There was also, like a fan game that I've still not completely played through, but, I've only played like the first like episode of it, but it was pretty cool as well. So there's a good amount of King's Quest stuff out there. Search for the Silver Lining. That's what it was called, I believe. And, yeah.
I do not have a joke prepared for the name of the game. Sorry.
Yeah. All right. Back to Bone. All right. I'm now in control. So let's see. There's these guys.
Those mountains look kind of far away.
I'm a respected community leader, a shining pillar of moral strength. How could they do this to me?
Well, at first they...
Who asked you?
He needs to cheer up. Try thinking about something besides your money. Take me, for example. I never had a penny in my life, but I'm not sad. I got no responsibilities. I'm free. Free as a bird.
A bird? Ha! More like a mangy stray dog who doesn't eat very often.
Well, true, but you get my point.
Let's walk this way. So it looks like there's three characters here on the edge of a cliff. We're in control of, well, one of them, well, obviously, the guy with the banjo is Smiley Bone, and then there's the angry guy, and then we're the other one. So, I'm just walking around here. What's in our bag? Anything?
Call me Ishmael. Some years ago, never mind how long precisely, having little or no money in my purse,
oh my God,
and nothing particular to interest me on shore, I thought I would sail about a little and see the watery part of the world.
He's got Moby Dick in his bag.
A little music ought to brighten up the mood around here. Camptown ladies sing this song.
You're driving me crazy.
Camptown racetrack's 5 miles long. Oh, do
oh my God.
There might be shelter in the mountains.
That's funny. Reminds me of Blazing Saddles.
That's right.
That's my cousin, Phony.
His name is Phony.
Yeah.
That's my cousin, Smiley.
Very original with their names.
Moby Dick is my favorite book.
I don't know what to do with it. Is he going to read it again?
His bone legs steadied in that hole, one arm elevated and holding by a shroud.
Oh my God.
Captain Ahab stood erect, looking straight out beyond the ship's ever-pitching prow. There was an infinity of firmest fortitude, a determinate, unsurrenderable willfulness in the fixed and fearless forward dedication of that glance.
All right, how the heck do we get out of here? Ah!
I think it's some kind of old paper. It's stuck.
Hmm.
What you doing, Phone Bone?
I'm trying to get this thing out from under this rock.
What is it?
I'll tell you after I get it out.
Ooh, let me know if it's a piece of pie. I love a piece of pie right now.
Yum, yum.
Just stand up, will you?
Sure thing, cuz. Let me help you with that. Huh, looks like it's some kind of map.
A map? I'm saved! Give it here!
Oh my God.
Give me a dollar first. Wow.
Let's see. All right, so I can choose who I want to talk to. So we can talk to Phony or Smiley. So let's see. Our options for Phony are... We're lost in the desert. Give him a dollar. Come on, Phony, don't be so cheap. Well, give him something. Never mind. Or... Are you sure it's a map of the area? Come on, Smiley, just give him the map. How about a tune, Smiley? I'll talk to you later. And we got a message. So let's see. Ah, that's funny. All right. So, what shall we say? Any takers? Hello?
Yes, what are the options?
I just told you all the options.
Hmm.
You didn't... hear that?
We must have been ruthlessly distracted.
Come on, Phony, don't be so cheap.
Cheap? I'm not cheap, just frugal.
What did you get Smiley Bone for his birthday last year?
You said you were gonna remind me.
I did.
Yeah, but it was such short notice.
I told you 2 weeks in advance.
2 weeks? I'm very busy, Phone. How am I supposed to remember something like that for 2 whole weeks?
Forget it.
I'm not giving up what I have left for that caterwauling hobo.
Are you sure it's a map of the area?
Yeah, there's the mountains over there.
How about a tune, Smiley?
Sure thing, cuz.
Oh, God.
How about
the Camptown Races?
Sure.
Yes.
Camptown ladies sing this song. Do-da, do-da.
You're driving
Camp
me crazy.
Camptown racetrack's 5 miles long. Oh, do-da day.
Oh,
come
my
on,
God.
Smiley.
That's
just
great.
Give him the map.
Not until I get my dollar.
What do you need a dollar for out here anyway?
In case we come by a place where I can get a candy bar or something. I'm pretty hungry.
Just give me the map.
You don't have a dollar, Phone Bone.
How about a tune, Smiley?
Sure thing, cuz.
How about picking on the old banjo?
Always a good one. Fee-fi, fiddly-i-ho, strumming on the old banjo.
Somebody stop him!
Maybe if you get him to play long enough,
yeah,
the guy will...
He'll pay him to stop. That's yeah. my idea.
There's nowhere else you can go or look around or anything
Do
like that.
Do you really hate no. Smiley's music so much?
What, are you crazy? How can you stand it? At least he's over that old gray mare phase.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
How about the old gray mare?
My favorite. The old gray mare, she ain't what she
Don't
used to be,
song.
Ain't
Don't
what she used to be, ain't
song.
What she
I
used to be, the old gray mare, she ain't
Here,
what she used to be many
I'll
long
make stop
years
playing.
Ago.
There you go. Did
here's
he say
Smiley.
I couldn't
here's
hear
Here's a dollar.
Thanks. Here's the map.
Let me see that. Let's see now. What? What is this? This map looks like it was drawn by a five-year-old. It's worthless.
It's worth a dollar.
That's it. I'm going to yeah. kill him.
What's that?
Smiley, what's that noise?
Is it the townspeople?
No, no people. Just locusts. Really neat.
Uh-oh.
Ah!
Oh. Apparently we're running. Oh, am I in control? I don't know what's going on.
Where'd these stupid bugs come from?
Okay, I'm like jumping over rocks and stuff. Oh my god. Running through stuff.
Whatever you do, don't stick out your tongue.
Ah, jumping over rocks.
Why me?
Oh, I got tripped.
I think they're gaining on us.
Oh, I fell again.
Ah!
This is not good. There are lots of bugs trying to get us.
Smiley
apparently. Bone. Oh, we lost one of them. To the locust.
Save me!
Uh-oh.
Ah, I can't see!
They're getting closer. Ah! Run! Oh, no.
Phony.
I lost the other one. Now it's just me. The bugs are getting closer. I don't know what's happening. We're running pretty far. There seems to be lots more bugs appearing. It's slowly filling the screen from the bottom to the top. Oh, we just ran off a cliff. But the bugs kept going high up in the air. And now it's faded out.
Light the torch. Is it him? Is it the one we seek?
This is not the one. He doesn't bear the star.
Kill him anyway. He will be our supper.
Uh-oh.
Who's gonna be your supper?
The great red dragon!
Oh, huh. My head. I must have been knocked out. Where is everybody? Did Phony Bone and Smiley leave me? As usual, I suppose it's up to me to save them and get us all back home to Boneville. Just once, I wish they'd try to save themselves. Say, where did this torch come from?
Huh. All right. Do I get to be
Hello?
In control? Oh, I guess not. All right, there's nobody here. All right, now I'm in control. I alone have control of the interface. What's that?
I'm very happy of that.
Yes. Have you beaten Tales of Monkey Island?
No. Oh. I wanted to play through the first two before I went through the new...
This is one of Smiley's cigar stubs. If I can find more of these, maybe they'll lead me to Smiley.
It's jumping across this gap now. All right.
These cigar butts smell pretty bad.
How do we go up? Oh, there we go. Okay. Just having some trouble navigating stairs there.
Hmm. I wish Smiley had dropped breadcrumbs instead.
Okay, looks like I've got to go this way. We're sort of scaling around the edge here. Oh, sliding down.
Gross.
And I guess that's a dead end. I sure hope this torch doesn't run out. That would be bad.
That would be bad. Like Egon says, that would be extraordinarily bad.
Yeah. See, try to imagine all light as you know it, stopping instantaneously, and every molecule of your vision failing at the speed of light. I tried.
Tell him about the Twinkie.
Alright, we found another thingamajig. Seems to be getting darker. That's not good. Oh, okay. Now it's getting brighter.
Morning sure comes quick around here.
It's already getting light out?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you don't have to worry about the torch.
Yeah. So now we're jumping across some cliff ledges here, across a big gap. Oh, now there's like an overview of some mountains and a valley and...
Hey, it's green down there. I made it out of the desert.
All right. Alright, looks like we've made it down to wherever we are. There's a little river here.
Hey, watch it! You almost stepped on me!
Whoops! Hello. What are you supposed to be?
I'm Ted. I'm a bug!
You look more like a leaf.
A leaf? That's an insult! Where's my big brother?
Nah.
Hold on. I didn't mean any harm.
Well, I suppose we're okay. We probably just don't know our ways around here. Guess I won't have to call my big brother out on you.
What is that thing?
It's like a leaf bug.
Where am I?
This here's our valley. Pretty, huh?
Do all the bugs around here talk?
Sure. Why wouldn't we? Don't bugs talk where you come from?
Come to think of it, I don't think I ever asked them.
Well, you might want to sometime.
Have you seen my cousins around?
Cousins? What do they look like?
Well, sort of like me, I guess.
Ain't seen no one like you before, mister. Maybe Thorn has seen him?
Who's this Thorn? He's not another bug, is he?
Nah, Thorn knows just about everything in the whole world.
I don't know my way around here. How am I supposed to find this Thorn?
Thorn's usually at the farm or the spring. Getting to the spring is real easy. Just cross the river, follow the path, go to the bottom of the waterfall, and cross the river again, then cross the possum clearing. You can't miss it.
What?
Gosh, that voice.
It's awesome.
I think it's cute.
Are you sure this Thorn is going to be able to help me?
Oh, yeah, of course. I bet Thorn will know just what to do.
Is he related to Jiminy Cricket?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, how do I get to that spring again?
What? Weren't you listening? Just cross the river, follow the path, go to the bottom of the waterfall and cross the river again, then cross the possum's clearing. It's easy.
I think I got
possum's
it that
clearing?
Time.
Yeah, that's where Mrs. Possum and the Possum Youngins live. Nice folks. The little ones will love you if you stop and play a game with them.
I don't see a way to cross this river.
Oh, you can't get across the rocks like I can you? Sometimes being small is an awful nice thing to be. Tell you what, my brother's on the other side of the river. If you want, I'll go over and get him to help out. What do you say?
Nice little bug.
Okay. I guess.
What's your name?
Phone Bone.
Okay, Bone. Don't worry. We'll get you across this river in no time.
Thanks. I'll wait here for you.
I guess boing boing. Oh my
god. I notice you always seem to jump in threes. Little, little, big.
Yep.
Oh, I see. So this is like a puzzle. So now I'm in control of Ted, and I have to make him jump across the little rocks on the river.
It just keeps getting better and better, doesn't it?
Big brother! Big brother! Where'd you go?
Hey, Ted.
Holy crap!
Oh, there you are. This here fella been asking to meet you.
It
seems a decent guy.
It is pretty big.
We'll help you right out.
It's like a big giant tree.
What's your point?
I need you over here.
On my way.
It's a giant monstrous leaf bug that just knocked over a tree.
He's a good guy. Always looking out for him.
So you're, Ted's big brother?
Yep, that's me. And you better not mess with Ted, or you'll find out just how big is.
Oh, don't worry.
It's okay, big brother.
Oh my goodness,
seems okay,
this
guy.
Is starting to make me want to go back and play Bugdom again.
Thanks for the help.
If you're a friend of Ted's, then you're okay by me.
I don't suppose you've seen my cousins around here?
No, and I hope I don't. I don't like strangers in our valley, especially if they're troublemakers.
Aw, Bone's cousins aren't troublemakers, are they, Bone?
Right. Thanks, Ted.
Don't mention it, Bone. Happy to help.
Be seeing you, Ted.
See you around, Bone.
Stay out of trouble.
Okay, then. Oh.
Hey, that apple looks pretty tasty.
I am sensing shades of the Wizard of Oz with this apple tree.
Sturdy looking tree.
Well, I don't have any way to get it, so. There's another cigar butt.
It's him. Quick, comrade. Get off your fat butt and make us a cooking fire.
Uh-oh.
Well, well.
The hell are these things?
Join us for supper.
It's two big furry monster guys with big bug eyes and horns.
No. What do you mean, no?
And it's not the first time you've done it either.
You will go nowhere, small mammal. We're going to make you into a nice stew.
Huh. That's,
You know, us bones are awfully fattening.
Doesn't matter to me at all.
Why should it? He's not the one who's fat.
Comrade, please. I'm hungry.
If you think I'm fat, just say so.
You will go nowhere, small man. Huh. We're going to make you into a nice stew.
Interesting.
Why do these two remind me of the cannibals from Monkey Island?
You don't look fat to me.
Thank you.
There. Good. Can we eat him now, please?
Do you really think I'm fat?
Comrade, this is not the time for this.
If you think I'm fat, just...
You will go nowhere.
All right, so obviously, when I get them to talk to each other, I'm supposed to, like, run away somehow, but I'm not sure where I'm supposed to click.
You wouldn't want to eat me anyway. I'm way too fattening.
Doesn't matter to me at all.
Why should it? He's not the one who's fat.
Comrade, please. I'm hungry.
If you think I'm fat...
God, that's right.
We're going to make you into a nice stew.
All right, this is getting irritating.
You are one scary monster.
Well, I do try my...
You will go nowhere, small mammal. We're going to make you into a nice stew.
I wish there was a skip button.
Maybe I should just go.
You will go nowhere, small mammal. We're going to make you into a nice stew.
Did I break the
game? What? Quiche? What kind of food is that for a monster?
What the heck just happened? I think, like, I think somehow we missed some dialogue.
Don't I get any say in how I'm cooked?
You get no say. We're the ones doing the cooking.
And I say, cook them in a quiche.
Oh, now see what you've done.
Does that mean you don't want to eat me?
Of course I want to eat you. In fact, I want to bake you into a nice, fluffy quiche.
What? Quiche? What kind of food is that for a monster to eat?
You don't really want to eat me. Besides, I think you could sort this out better without me.
You know the answer to that.
You will make a fine stew.
Quiche.
Won't you listen? Monsters don't eat quiche.
Nice.
Honestly, I think he's fatter than you are.
What? Now you think I'm fat too?
Who cares what he thinks? He's supposed to be our supper.
So you don't care that he thinks I'm fat?
That's not what I meant.
If you think I'm fat, just say so.
Please, comrade, I do not think you're fat.
Then why do you always call me fat?
What always? I do not always call you fat.
Okay.
Tell you the truth. Sometimes it gets a little much to take.
I think I'm backing away.
Comrade, be reasonable. I wasn't thinking. This isn't the time. I take it back. You're not fat.
Too late. I know your true feelings.
Please, comrade. Let's just prepare for supper.
Understand what's happening.
Quiche?
Quiche? Imagine what King Doc would say if he heard you. Let us, please, just chop him up for the
stew.
They
keep turning
again
different directions.
The stew.
And every time they face each other, I try and I take like another step backwards.
Please, comrade, there's nothing wrong with stew.
I don't remember the last time I had a quiche.
I'm only trying to protect your reputation.
You mean your reputation?
Have you no pride?
Oh, please.
Monsters do not eat quiche!
What do you know about being
a real
monster?
You got a bit more noise there than you were probably expecting.
What did you say?
What? Me?
That's an old reference.
You don't think I'm scary, do you?
Oh, no, you're terrifying.
Truly?
Positively blood-curdling.
Well, I do try my best.
It's funny that I'm like right at the edge of the screen now. You are saying? But they still notice that
I'm not
standing in front of them.
So now I'm fat and
but I still...
That's not what I meant. Can't we just make him into a...
Oh, no. I escaped.
Those rat creatures would have to be pretty stupid to follow me onto this frail little branch. stupid rat creatures!
Ow.
There's a lot of clips in this game.
And yet it's not Lemmings?
Yeah.
What's that?
Hello, small.
I said, and yet it's not Linnings.
I still don't know what you're saying.
Hot stew?
Linnings?
Lemmings.
Ah.
I say we bake him in a quiche. You know.
Damn these things!
It seems to me you boys have a short memory.
There we go. That would do it.
The dragon!
Oh, they ran away.
Sorry about that.
A real dragon! What were those things?
You could call them rat creatures. Pretty far south for it.
Mr. Dragon, have you seen my cousins?
A short, angry one and a tall, lanky one with a banjo?
No.
Sorry, kid. I haven't seen them.
That's great.
You sure you haven't seen my cousins?
Yep.
You let him get away.
What's that?
Those things are dangerous. Why'd you let him get away? Never mind. Never mind. Sorry to bother you.
Shouldn't you be heading to the spring?
What?
Just cross these rocks and through the possum's clearing. Can't miss it.
Right. Thanks.
Huh. Okay, where do I go? Aha. Huh. This music is great.
I love the music.
Something funny is going to come out of this, I think. Let's just do a quick message check here. I don't think we got any new messages. Okay.
Little possum kids.
Hey, you're new around here. Who are you?
I'm Phone Bone. Who are you?
We're possums.
Duh.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Bone.
Have you seen my cousins around?
Are they weird looking like you?
That's not nice.
Well, he is.
Still not nice.
I don't think so, Mr. Bone.
Do you know the way to the hot spring?
Sure we do.
But we're not telling. We're not? Not till he plays a game with us.
Oh. Yeah. Want to play a game, Mr. Bone?
I wonder if they play possum. Really? No response to that joke. That's shocking. Is team talk broken or something? Like, you don't hear me all the time? I don't...
What's going on? It would appear that both me and him are actually slightly distracted this evening.
Well, that's helpful.
We apologize.
It's pretty bad. Then why even be on?
Because it's fun to listen to.
You can listen to the broadcast. A message. Yeah, I wish I wasn't lazy today. See, Sir Mars liked my bad joke. Thank you. I said, because the possum kids want to play a game, and I said, I wonder if they want to play possum. It was a fantastic corny joke.
Ow.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
And then it was just... This, and then this is all I heard.
Yes, we know. We know we're sorry. God damn it.
Let's
nice
see.
Effect of pausing the music.
Let's see.
I love the background music.
It is glorious. What do you want to play? Actually, let me ask you something else. Couldn't you just tell me how to get there? I'm going to look around here some more first.
Well, okay. What do you want to play?
What possums play best is dead.
How about hide and seek? How about God. A story? I don't want a story. I want to play.
Okay.
I'll tell you kids a story. Once upon a time...
That was a short story.
Well, I got choices to pick.
Yeah, really.
Let's see. There were three little possum kids. There was a giant possum-eating bear. There was a big red dragon. There was a man named Ishmael. Oh, my God.
Oh, let's I like that Moby one. Dick.
Do the Ishmael one.
No. I think... Let's try this. Well, yeah, let's see if we can do all the
there
options.
There was a man named Ishmael.
Ishmael? What kind of name is that?
Ishmael was a sailor, and one day he
decided to head out to sea to catch a whale, made friends with this guy named Queequeg, found a ship to sail on with this creepy Captain Ahab.
Found a ship to sail on with this creepy Captain Ahab. So anyway,
oh, that's cute.
Ishmael
they have you
signs
slowly
on the ship
telling
then,
the story.
Hey,
yeah.
Are you sleeping?
Huh? Oh, sorry, Mr. Bone. That story is so boring.
Oh.
Couldn't you tell us a different story?
Once upon a time, there were three little possum kids. One day,
the kids decided to go for a walk in the deep, dark forest. The kids were playing happily at home. The kids were out collecting grubs and roots for dinner. Let's try the first option. Or maybe the second one. The kids were playing happily at home.
The kids were playing happily at home.
That has some interesting secondary options, I'm sure.
Let's see.
The music keeps getting me.
Yeah. Now.
A giant possum-eating bear. Who said...
I'm gonna eat you kids up. Or just roar.
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 They all fell down. They fainted.
Oh.
The end.
That was fun. You want to play hide and seek now?
Yeah, I'm up for a
ADHD.
Game of hide and seek.
All right.
Yay.
Okay. Yeah, really.
Go close your eyes and count to 10.
Uh-oh. Let's see. All right, so
one,
they have run
two,
off.
Three. Where are those kids?
Okay. They could be anywhere. So now I gotta wander around here and see if I can find them.
Huh.
Let's see. There's a tree stump with a hole in it.
Cold, 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 cold!
Nope, nobody there.
You get eight more guesses.
They're little buggers, aren't they?
Oh.
Gotcha.
Oh, man.
Seven more tries.
Let's see. All right, we got one of them.
Nothing.
Six more.
It's another tree with a hole in it.
Where are those kids?
Five more tries!
Nope, nobody there.
Four more tries! Are you even trying?
Warmish!
Nothing.
Only three more tries.
Gotcha.
You found me.
In the mailbox.
Uh-oh. Two more guesses.
Ow.
You're way cold.
Huh.
You're way cold.
Huh.
Hmm.
I'm just like wandering around at this point.
Cold.
Yeah, I'm wondering if there's a way to get clues.
Well, I guess if I'm warm, they'll say so.
Cold. Real warm.
Oh, so you're not actually selecting and making, using your choice. There you go.
Real warm.
Real warm.
There's like nothing to click on here.
Warm.
I don't get it. There's nothing to click on. Well, I guess I'll click on this. It's the like only thing left. I don't know.
Where are those kids?
Last chance, Mr. Bone.
Oh, what the hell? There's literally nothing to click on. What's this?
I thought this was a good spot.
There we go.
I can't believe you beat us.
Yeah, we're really good hiders.
You want to play again, Mr. Bone?
Not now, guys. You said you'd show me how to get to the spring.
It's real easy. Just walk all the way over there and go through the bush.
The bush with the flowers all over it.
You sure you don't want to play another game?
Maybe another time.
Okay. Goodbye, Mr. Bone.
Bye.
Bye, Mr. Bone.
Okay. Hiding behind a tree, there's a human.
I didn't really had those in this game.
Apparently, he has hearts flying out of his head.
Hello?
What?
Don't be afraid.
See.
Come on down. We'll share the pool.
This is strange.
Hello?
The game's bugging.
Are you new around here?
Phone Bone, what's yours?
Pleased to meet you, Phone Bone. My name is Thorn.
Thorn? Ted told me to find you. He said you know everything.
Well, that certainly sounds like Ted.
Ted told me you could help me and my cousins get back to Boneville.
Cousins? There are more of you?
My cousins are stuck in this valley too, but I haven't seen them since we got hit by that swarm of locusts.
You don't say.
One of my cousins is tall and kind of goofy. The other one is shorter and... grouchy.
I'm pretty sure I haven't seen them.
They, look kinda like me. Yeah.
I haven't seen anyone like you around here.
Yeah, I, you seem very kind.
Oh, thank you.
Just, I probably should have said something, but almost nothing I've clicked on is what he actually said.
Oh.
Like, one of them, one of the choices is said, yeah, but neither of them are as handsome as me, though. So that just gives you an idea of the choices.
That's great.
I've been asking around about them, but no one's seen it. Not even that dragon.
Did you just say
that female voice actress sounds really familiar?
I don't know.
Don't you believe in dragons?
No. Should I?
Hooray! Pretty soon I'll be back in Boneville, and I won't have to worry about dragons or this crazy valley again.
That's kind of a
Look,
jump to conclusions,
I'd like
I
to
guess.
Help you.
Well, let's go. No time
yeah,
to
right.
lose.
But I don't know a place called Boneville. I've never heard of it. There's a little village down the road called Barrelhaven. Does that help?
Oh. I don't belong here. My home is back through the mountains.
Maybe my grandmother can help. She's been in the valley longer than almost anyone. She knows a lot about different places.
Where can I find your grandma?
We live in a farm really pretty close to here. Come on, I'll take you there.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay, I'll help you pick up your stuff. What's this?
Oh, that's just an old map we found in the desert. Why are you making that face?
I don't know. Something about this map is familiar. It reminds me of a dream I used to have.
Are you okay?
Come on, Foambone. Let's get back to the farm and find Grandma.
Right behind you, Thor.
That was an odd exchange there, wasn't it?
I can't believe Foambone would just leave me out here, wandering around, hungry and helpless. I'll bet he's back in Boneville right now, sitting in my house, eating my food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, apparently now...
Had a Bill Cosby moment there, did he?
Yeah.
Shut up, stomach.
I like that you can actually hear his stomach.
Yeah.
Shut up! I just ate a stick an hour ago. What do you want from me? Oh, cruel, cruel fate. Why have you abandoned your most beloved son? God, I pity me. Okay, I'll try to find some food. It's all I have left in the world.
A dollar. Eat it. Oh.
Yeah, so it's a big rock. So what?
Oh, okay. There's the big leaf bug.
What the heck are you supposed to be?
I'm Ted's brother. I'm a big bug.
You look more like a big bloated leaf. You're in my way.
So?
Well, I don't much like your carcass blocking my way.
I don't much like your attitude.
What's wrong with you? You got wax in your ears?
What did you just say?
Where can I get some food?
I think there's some apples on the other side of the river.
I want those apples. Get out of the way.
You should mind your manners.
Look, I haven't eaten for hours.
What's your point?
This is a waste of time. You seen a guy named Foambone around?
Who?
My cousin, Foambone.
Never heard of him.
Not surprised you haven't heard of Foambone. You don't seem to listen very well.
Look, you, we don't like troublemakers in our valley, and you're a troublemaker if I ever seen one.
Yeah, whatever.
Here we go.
You're nothing but an overgrown aphid.
Overgrown what?
Why, you...
I am not swimming across that.
Okay.
Hey, you! Does ugliness run in your family?
Why, you...
I don't get it. Like, so, I'm supposed to somehow dodge him charging me, but I'm not quite figured out the mechanic.
Hey! way. You know, you can see your innards right through your skin.
Right, you...
Oh, there we go. I made him run into the rock. He's dizzy. Oh, he fell over.
No bug alive can match my superior intellect.
Ha, 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 yeah.
And stay down.
Yeah.
Good thing this log is here so I can cross the river.
There's an apple right on the ground. How convenient.
Probably has a worm in it.
Yeah. No, I guess not.
I'll be fine. Probably find it after.
Hey, the tree has apples in it. There's the apple tree.
Well, I guess I still can't
Masterful
get those apples.
Statement of the obvious.
Yeah.
Sir, you just ate an apple.
But he wants more apples.
No.
It's some big doofy looking red guy. Hey, you! Wake up! The name's Fonsible P. Bone, richest bone in Boneville. You've probably heard of me. I'm looking for a guy named Phone Bone. You seen him?
Huh.
Hey, you awake or what? Have you seen Phone Bone around?
That sounds nice.
Yeah.
Hey, you gonna help me or what?
Uh-oh.
Mister, I would leave him alone if I was you.
Ooh.
Hey there, mister. Maybe you better let me help you.
Maybe I better. It could be days before the message reaches this guy's brain.
How about we steps out of firing range and I'll answer your questions for you?
And who are you?
You know what he reminds me of?
I'm a bug.
Spare me the details, friend.
What's that?
Did you ever play Left 4 Dead 2?
Yeah.
It reminds me of Nick.
Hi.
What are you playing?
Bone. Turn your game down.
I'm looking for a guy named Phone Bone. You seen him?
Bone? Oh, yeah, I've seen him.
You have? I'm saved. Where is he?
Don't know. Could be. He's at the farm by now.
Gain.
Yes. No. Lower it.
Is that better?
Nope.
Take me to Phone Bone at once.
Well, I don't know he's there for sure, but okay. We can ask Grandma Ben.
Is that better now?
I think that's louder than before.
Okay, fine.
Yeah,
let's get
is.
A move on.
You ready to go now, mister?
Is that better?
It's no different at all.
Oh.
Just turn your volume down. Let's see. Okay, let's see. Let's get out of here. Look around some more. I guess let's get out of here.
Yeah, okay. Let's get out of here.
I got to warn you, Grandma Ben's an old lady. She might not take to your attitude much.
Don't worry about me, Bug. There ain't a woman
is
alive
that better now?
Who can resist
Oh, yeah,
charm.
It's a little better. Just a little more, whatever you just did.
Okay, that's better now?
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, Bug!
I'll turn my gain off.
Where'd he go?
Let's see.
Something
now I can't hear you.
How come they don't have any proper roads around this place?
I'm trying to decide what I want for dinner. This is good music for that.
The food selection.
It's the food selection theme.
Library, yeah. So
peppy,
I love this theme.
Say hello. Oh, you don't want to say hello?
Yeah, it's about a lot better food selection music than the guy snoring before.
I know.
Yeah. That's more like the bed selection screen.
Yeah.
I'd like Like, I need to see a menu.
Sounds like the same.
Well, we're in front of the possum area.
That's oh, why. You are? Okay.
I have to decide what I want for dinner, though. So I have to find a menu. And unfortunately, when this game goes all tabs, it silences itself.
Okay, should be better now. I've just adjusted things because it doesn't.
Cool. Well,
TeamTalk does not allow you to go to Windows Audio when you first start with the new device. And mine is because my machine died ages a little while ago.
Let's see.
Coming in good now.
Let's look at this menu. Okay. Is that the same?
Probably. That one might actually have more.
Yeah, this is like totally different. That's upsetting. Okay, let's just
ordering
have
from.
Some noise. Okay.
Nice.
I really. Maybe I should just get a bunch of appetizers. I don't.
Out of food.
Outback.
Oh, nice.
All right, I'm off to lunch. I might catch see you guys later if you appear.
All right, see ya. Thanks
everybody's
for stopping
in the
by.
Food now. Take care.
Hey, Andrew.
Yeah.
Before I totally forget, send me microphone recommendations here at
sure.
some point in the next day or two, because I will try to order something within the week. I should be in a position to do so. And I will be stepping out for about 1 minute as well. I'll be right back.
All right.
I will stay on the line and have zero input into your food.
I swear, I feel like there's something down here. A bug or something. Okay.
Bloomin' onion, man. They got that ridiculously bad sauce for you that tastes amazing.
Message. Well, we're not done playing yet. This is a temporary interlude. So just bear with me while I make the very difficult decision of trying to figure out what I want to eat for dinner.
That's the one good thing about leftovers. They make that decision for you.
Should I just get... I'm gonna just get a bunch of appetizers. Cup of clam. And, actually.
What's this song from? I like it.
Police Quest 2. Is this meat or fish?
That's not a good sign if you can't tell.
Wow.
Should I try it? Okay, let me get that.
I'm one of those strange people that thinks fish is meat.
Yeah.
It's meat from the sea.
Can you make any of this out? You need. Okay.
So she could she figure out your runes of food ordering?
Yes. My runes of food ordering. That's funny. Okay. Now.
Great music to come back to.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I could have kept it going, but unfortunately, I had to look at the...
You gotta... You gotta do something with this soundtrack. This is great stuff.
Who would send mail to a chipmunk?
I looked at the mailbox.
What?
Oh, there are these little punks.
That sounds like an insult.
What are those kids doing?
Hello, Bone!
I don't have time for autographs, kids. I'm in a hurry.
Sorry, mister. We thought you were someone else.
We thought you were Phone Bone.
I don't look anything like Phone Bone. Wait a minute. Did you say you know Phone Bone?
Yeah.
Phone Bone's my cousin.
His cousin? All right!
We like Phone Bone.
He plays hide and seek with us.
Yeah, he would.
That doesn't sound too encouraging.
Yeah, really.
Let's see. If I give you kids a dollar, will you tell me where Phone went? You got anything to eat? You could see a little green bug hop through here. I don't have time to talk to you kids. Maybe later.
If I give you kids a dollar, will you tell me where Phone went?
What's a dollar?
You're kidding.
No, really. What is it?
Oh, never mind. I think I feel ill. Come on, just tell me where Phone Bone went.
Not till he plays a game with us.
Let's play hide and seek.
Not again.
Oh, brother. Fine, let's make it quick.
Yay! He's gonna play with us. You hide, and we'll find you.
Go hide.
Come on.
I already regret this.
One, two, three.
He's just standing,
Tell us hot or cold.
Oh, let's see.
Cold. Cold.
Where is he?
Cold.
I don't see him. Me neither.
Oh,
do you are you selecting that or is he doing it?
I'm selecting cold. It. They're going the wrong goddamn way.
Warm. I'm behind the big rock.
Shut up.
That's funny. Did you say that or did they?
It did that.
That's cold. Great.
Where are you, Mr. Bone?
Warm.
Gee, I wish we could find him.
Cold.
Okay, I think I see how it works. Alright, cold, warm, and hot makes them face it. Like, cold makes them bounce backwards. And so, what does hot do?
You're red hot.
You're not too good at this game.
I'm right here, you dumb kids.
Alright, so hot makes them turn one way. Warm. Okay, warm makes them go forward.
Cold.
Cold makes them go backwards.
Warm.
Maybe he needs more practice.
Cold.
Where is he?
Cold. I'm behind those rocks by the river. You're red hot. Cold. Cold.
I don't see him.
This is cold in a very abrasive way.
I know.
Me neither.
Oh
cold.
My god, turn around.
Cold.
Hooray!
Tell us hot or cold.
What, the other two now? Oh my god. Okay. How does this work?
Warm. Look behind the big rock already.
Where do you think he really is?
Cold.
Well, I guess I'll just try and get them over here one at a time. Because they like, these two, they go in opposite directions.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah.
Warm.
Where are you, Mr. Bone?
Cold. Warm.
Gee, I wish we could find him.
You're red hot. Over here, slug brains!
Wow.
Slug brain.
All right, the second one found me.
I'm surprised it took them that long to come up with that.
Warm. Cold. Cold. Warm.
Oh, no.
You're not too good at this game.
Look over here, in this pile of rocks.
Huh? Where?
Cold.
God, maybe this other one couldn't be any further away.
Warm.
That's good. Where that is means he? That they have to come towards you now.
Yeah.
Cold.
Oh, cold. No. It tricked me. It turned when it didn't want it
me
to turn.
Neither.
Stupid thing.
Does warm. This say something about
where
us as adults
Mr.
that we're having trouble
I'm
with
the
intricacies
sure
of a computerized version of hide and seek?
I know, right?
Cold.
Trying to make a
your
statement
red
that we're
jeez.
Out of touch with our child.
Yeah, inner child, yeah.
Warm.
You're not too good at this game.
Cold. Cold.
Maybe he needs more practice.
I'm right here, you dumb kids.
Wow.
You're
that
red
was
hot.
Where is he?
Cold.
Oh my god. I don't know if I could take him saying cold,
cold.
Like that for much
I don't
longer.
See him. Me neither.
How does it not see him?
Warm.
It's facing him.
Warm.
Where are you, Mr. Bone?
I'm behind those rocks by the river.
Directly in your line of sight, that's
warm.
Where I am.
Cold. Cold.
Gee, I wish... Yeah! Uh-huh. Let's play again!
What's not?
Look, I don't have time for you right now.
Okay, go close your eyes and count to 10.
What? What happened? Alright. Looks like we're just leaving. Okay.
Hey, there you are. You have to try and keep up.
Why don't you slow down?
Sorry, mister. I'll try to slow down for you. Ready to go?
Yeah, let's get going.
Follow me.
Oh, I missed the option. It said, no, I'm not done berating you yet.
Oh, damn.
Hi, Grandma.
Well, hello, Ted, dear. Who's your friend?
This here fella been asking to meet you.
Oh, he looks like such a nice young man. What is it you wanted, dear?
This woman's eyes are, like, permanently closed.
Ooh.
It's kind of funny.
In a very vile kind of way, I guess.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
No, it's like she's like an old lady squinting to see.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you meant like sewed shut or something.
No.
All right, I'm yeah.
I was envisioning a character with big, ginormous eyes
yeah,
that are totally black.
I sent them earlier to find Thorn. Thought they might have come back here.
Well, I just now got back from town, so I wouldn't know.
You got any food around this place?
Oh, are you hungry, dear?
I'm starving. You think I just walk around asking people for food for no reason?
Well, I might be able to find you something to eat at the house. If you're willing to work for your supper.
Uh-oh.
This guy doesn't sound like he would.
I am Funcible P. Bone, the richest bone in Boneville. I don't have to work for anything.
You poor thing. You must be far from home.
Cut the chit-chat, Grams. You got any food or not?
Well, that's about enough of that. Ted, dear, I think you'd better leave. I'm gonna tear this little fella apart from the inside out.
What?
Yes, ma'am. See you around, pal.
So Ishmael finds the ship to sign up with,
oh
right?
My god.
And he hears about this mysterious captain, but...
Yikes! Phonebone! Save me! That crazy old lady tried to kill me!
Well, bless my buttons. What have we got here?
Hello, ma'am.
They're called bones, Grandma.
Sorry, dear, you can't keep them.
But...
No buts. I don't want any pets running around the house.
Grandma, they're not pets.
Can you milk them? If you can't milk them, they're pets.
That's it! I'm out of here!
Grandma!
Hold it, phony. Where's Smiley?
Smiley? I thought he was with you!
You haven't seen him since we split up?
The last time I saw that chowderhead, he was saying how cool it was that we were about to be pulverized by insects.
Gee, I hope Smiley's okay. Thorn thinks Grandma Ben can help us get back to Boneville.
Help! Help! They've destroyed my cousin's brain! Oh my god, they've already milked you, haven't they?
Look, do you think you can behave for just a couple of days?
Okay.
Milked him.
But if we wind up chopped to bits and buried in the woodshed, don't come crying to me!
You promise you aren't going to get us in trouble?
Jeez, you wanted it in writing?
You have a piece of paper?
Oh, quit your whining. Why don't you introduce me to your good-looking friend?
Phony, this is Thorn. Thorn, Phony.
So, what have you been doing with my cousin? You two got a little thing going on or what?
Phony!
No, huh? Figures. What'd you do, bore to death talking about Moby Dick?
Well, you boys can stay if you want, but you'll have to sleep in the barn and do a few chores before dinner.
We come from a place called Boneville, ma'am. Thorn says you might be able to help us get back.
Well, I never heard of a place called Boneville. But the spring fair's coming up in Barrel Haven, and folks come from all over for that. Maybe someone there can help you.
How do we get to Barrel Haven?
It's not so far. I'm going back into town tomorrow. If you and your cousin are up to a few chores... You can eat and sleep here tonight, and we'll all go into town together.
Thanks, ma'am. We're happy to help.
All right, then. Phony Bone, you go to the hot springs and pull up a few turnips for dinner, then go up to the apple tree at the top of the waterfall and bring back a couple of apples. There's a path next to the house that's a shortcut up there. Phone Bone, you and Thorn can finish washing the potatoes, split a log for the fire, and bring two buckets of water to the porch.
Hold on. Why do I have to go back to the stupid forest and Phone gets to stay here at the farm?
You want to eat tonight?
Yeah.
This grandma
all
sounds
right,
like she's
kids,
from Alaska.
Get cracking.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, really. She sounds
Let's
like the principal
wood.
From South
okay,
Park.
I'll chop the wood and you can finish with the potatoes.
What? Where I come from, what you just said is backwards. Chopping firewood is a manly thing. And since I'm the man, I'll do the manly thing.
Okay.
I bet he can't even pick up the axe.
Yeah.
It sure is holding on tight to that axe.
He can't even
what
remove
kind of
it
manly
from the friggin' tree stumps.
Wash the potatoes.
Hey, Bone, what you doing?
I need to split firewood, but this axe is stuck.
Oh, yeah. You want some help?
If that little
sure,
bug
Ted.
Okey-doke, Bone.
Gets
I
it
think
out.
I got some friends can help you out. Go for it, boys.
Termites?
Oh, termites.
Don't mention it, Bone. Happy to help.
Now all
but
we got is,
see you around, Bone.
It's the head
now
of the axe.
Now what am I gonna do?
That's great.
Huh. Now what am I going to do?
Manly man.
I don't think that's going to help anything. I guess this is the log I should split.
Maybe we should use Moby Dick on it. Why not? It doesn't seem to, that doesn't seem to be effective. Okay.
Excuse me, Grandma Ben, do you mind if I use one of these corn cobs?
I suppose not. Just don't go spoiling your dinner.
Mm-hmm.
try the first item we've acquired from this location.
I'll bet I can figure out a better way to use this.
Okay. There's a bucket.
Hey, there's a hole in this bucket.
Huh.
Not a bad idea, but this corn cob is just a bit too big.
I can't go over there.
There you are. Do me a favor. Don't mention your friend the dragon to Grandma.
Why not? But I saw one. He had a goatee and a cigarette and big old hairy ears.
You were just seeing things. Dragons are make-believe.
You know, that's what he wants you to think. He doesn't want you to
think. Oh my god, it's in the well!
Actually, I just want her to think you're nuts.
That's
funny. Oh my god.
The dragon was in the well?
Apparently.
That's great. It's a funny game.
Yes. Alright, I found a bigger rock. Perhaps I can use the big rock with the axe. Wow. That's impressive. I just threw the axe, the rock on the axe head, and it just split the lock through magic. That's good.
There's probably a better use for this.
I will be right back in a minute. Enjoy the funny music.
Okay.
Like a folksy country kind of theme.
Yeah. I guess we were both distracted earlier. I saw where you tweeted something there while he was otherwise engaged.
Yeah. I don't believe I missed that joke.
that was amazing.
That was funny, though.
Oh, yes.
But, yeah. Wait a minute. This song just like totally changed tempo.
I guess it did, didn't it?
I was looking up that the actress that's playing. You said that girl was.
Sounded familiar. Yeah.
Yeah. The girl and the grandmother are the same actress, and apparently her name is Wendy King.
It does sound familiar.
Okay, yeah, I'm back.
I only see her doing a couple of things on IMDb, though.
What's this?
Oh, the voice actress doing the grandmother and the girl.
Oh.
Her name is Wendy King, apparently.
Okay.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, me either.
Quinn seems to think that he recognizes the person.
Wendy's spelled with a Y?
Yeah.
Well, it's not Nikki Rapp. I know that.
What?
I definitely lied.
She did the voice of Morgan in Tales of Monkey Island.
Oh. Okay.
And a fair amount of other things as well, like some TV.
Yeah, her IMDb suggests nothing of any note.
Yeah. Bilk and the Italian Women's Club.
I'm not going to be getting any water this way.
Speaking of interesting voice casting, I did not realize until about 2 or 3 days ago that Jason Statham was actually in Red Faction 2.
Interesting.
Excuse me, Grandma Ben?
What is it, Phone Bone?
Finished with the wood.
I need more clean water.
Okay, kids. Go get the water, then.
No problem.
Okay. So...
looks like I'm gonna have to fix the bucket before I can get any water.
Yeah.
If it didn't have the kernels on it, it might be the perfect size.
Well, why can't we eat it?
There you
no,
go.
It won't let me. I don't know what to do. What's this?
Oh.
Maybe they're for collecting rainwater?
Nothing useful over there.
Looks like a barrel.
Really? I don't know what to do. Can I go this way? Nope. Okay, very much stuck at this point. None of my inventory items do anything.
Button?
No.
Excuse me, Grandma Ben?
What is it, Phone Bone?
Wait, didn't you turn off hints or something?
Phony and I are looking for our third cousin, ma'am.
There's no hints.
You wouldn't have happened to have seen him.
Can't say that I have. But if he's anywhere in the valley, he'll likely show up at the Spring Fair in Barrel Haven.
What's the Spring Fair?
It's the big event round here every year. Folks come from all over the valley for it.
I'll get back to work now.
All right, then. We'll have time to chit-chat over dinner. Now let's get those chores done.
Man, she told you.
I don't think that's going to help anything. I'd rather not do that. I don't think these two things go together.
Want me to look for a walkthrough or something, maybe?
I don't know.
Maybe I should try something else. I really don't think that's gonna work.
Ugh. This is stupid. There's nothing else I can interact with. I don't understand.
No, I'm looking.
I got the book, I got a piece of paper, and a piece of corn. Alright, nothing by the axe I can even interact with. It's just the bucket. Talk to the well.
Hey, dragon.
Yeah, what is it?
I got it.
Wait a minute. Here we go.
Can you help me out?
I got it.
What do you need?
Yeah, there you go. You got it. I just found that. He can.
Can you breathe fire on this corn cob?
You sure you want me to?
Please, just breathe fire on the corn cob.
Okay.
His face is black.
Thanks.
Don't mention it.
Hooray!
Nice dragon.
Yeah.
A perfect fit.
Look, your bucket.
Yeah. Right.
Excuse me, Grandma Ben?
What is it, Phone Bone?
Here's your water, ma'am.
All right then, Phone Bone. Why don't you wait in the house till your cousin gets back?
Okay. And with that, I think I'll save this.
Well, that's pretty fun and cute so far, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of good music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially the possum music.
That was good.
Oh.
That was good. Okay. Let's see. So now what? Let's close that.
Oh. Nice.
Very.
I love how campy and just upbeat this music is.
Yeah. That's it for this week. Tune in next week when we'll either play some more Bone or calm down, or or we'll play Vampire.
Oh my!
And yeah, so this was fun.
Yep, that it was.
A rocky start there, but yes. So, tune in next week for more fun MIDI music adventure show, and stay tuned for whatever's next on TBRN. I'm not sure if anything is next, but yes. Goodbye.